Did you know that Teacher Appreciation Week was May 5th through May 9th? Educators hold the power to instill in students a love of learning for a lifetime. Today, teachers are required to be increasingly adaptive to new technology and changing expectations. Dr. Martin Paraboom, Maryland Humanities Council board member and dean of the Fulton School of Liberal Arts and professor of history at Salisbury University, offers this reflection on the debate over the value of the humanities and shares six keys to positive change for educators to consider.
If you, like me, are completely sick of reading articles about the decline of the humanities or about the return on investment for an English degree, what should we do? I mean, besides reading all the other articles that argue the exact opposite. Well, begin with reading one more article by Thomas Frank in the October 2013 issue of Harper's. He lays out the politics of these debates. Yes, to a large extent it's about that, as well as the tendency of academics to indulge both in self-loathing and sanctimony. But in the end, he addresses university faculty directly. Don't propagandize for your institution's professors, he says. Change them. Grab the levers of power and pull. Excellence in higher education rests on a powerful curriculum that prepares students to face the challenges of life, to develop their own interests and talents, to live responsibly as citizens, and yes, to be competitive and happy as professionals in a knowledge-based economy. The faculty determines and delivers that curriculum, but it also has to be its advocate and champion. Faculty members need to become education leaders. Another thing they don't teach in graduate school. How do we do that? Sociologist and Harvard Business School professor Rosabeth Moss Kantor has identified six keys to leading positive change. Applied to higher education, I think they're very useful. Number one, show up. In an increasingly digitized world, be more intentional about physically going to events, shutting off your phone, being present. Conferences and cultural events allow us to focus and make meaningful personal interconnections. To lead, people have to know who you are. Two, speak up. Articulate what we do in higher education, especially at the undergraduate level. The loudest voices often aren't the best informed. Why shouldn't that voice be yours? Three, look up. Act with the confidence that what we do enables people to achieve their full potential. Education is a critical element in our ability to make progress as a society. Be guided by a sense of purpose and idealism. Four, team up. Any major effort is going to require collaboration, and it's a good idea to look for partners in unusual and surprising places. Showing up creates opportunities to team up. Five, never give up. Lasting positive change has to become part of the culture of an institution. Changing culture takes a long time and requires patience, persistence, and vision. Six, lift others up. As educators, we gain the most satisfaction from seeing our students succeed. As we think and read about leadership, we get better at it ourselves and cultivating it in others. It may not seem right that we have to make the case for something we believe to be so fundamentally important, whether it's history, literature, the arts, or even education itself. But more articulate and effective advocacy is not only necessary now, it makes us better educators for the leaders of tomorrow.
Our thanks to Professors Colleen Clark and Dr. Andrew Sharma and their students from Salisbury University's Music Technology Department for their help in recording Dean Paraboom. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as poetry and sociology, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue about critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.